Hi guys, welcome back to Muslimish. In case you're new here, we're your hosts, Omo
Mario.
and Aziza.
and today we're just gonna talk about like what if we could like choose our last moments, you know? So like for example, what would be our last meals, you know? And obviously we can't obviously choose any of these stuff. Like our life is unpredictable. You never know when you're gonna die. That sounded very morbid, but
It's just like
yeah.
a little, it's just a little silly, goofy episode that, you know,
Yeah,
just a
it's
little filler
gonna,
episode.
yeah, but yeah, I don't really have any updates for you guys, so do you guys have any?
Nope.
Wait, tell them about your AP stuff.
Oh yeah,
Oh, yeah, because we were talking about it last.
yeah, so for my, I got my AP scores back like what, 2 days ago. So I was kind of scared about APS history, but I did great. I got a 4, and then for
Fair.
AP language, I got 4 too.
Fair.
So that was pretty good. I hope that means I basically qualify for the AP Scholar Award, so that's great.
Fair,
Round of
fair.
applause, yeah, round of applause. Like
I don't have any updates. I finished school. Did I finish school when we recorded that episode?
yeah.
Oh,
I think
never
so.
mind then.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So no, that's like basically all our updates. Yeah, just chilling, summer
Aziza,
vibing.
any updates?
Yeah, we're just chilling now. It's just summer break.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's
Oh,
go on
actually,
to the
wait. Actually, never mind, never mind. I don't want to say it.
Okay. So
What?
let's continue with the episode. I'm gonna be the one like, huh?
I was gonna say that y'all like putting me on to reading or whatever, but like.
Yeah, say it, say
Okay, for the last like year or two, Mariam and Umu have been trying to like make me read. The past like year, Mariam and Umu have been trying to put me on to reading, and I'm trying. They like suggested this book, and it's really good. And yeah, hopefully, I'm
going a
gonna
little bit
do it.
slow. Going a little bit slow. We recommended this to you like maybe like a month ago, but it's okay.
At least you're getting there. You're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're starting
Yeah.
slow, but like we're doing something.
Bet. All right. Well, for this episode, I will be the one asking like these little pieces. So you guys are blind reacting to this. Me, technically, I'm kind of blind reacting because I wrote these and I completely forgot what I wrote. But yeah, I kind of forgot because I made this a couple of days ago. So let's see how it is. Anyways, first things first, what would be your last meal?
Chipotle, I will get a Chipotle. I will get a Chipotle bowl with fried rice and white rice, and yeah, I haven't gotten Chipotle in that long. Right rice, no meat, no meat. All three of the sauces because they all taste different, and I need all of them. And sour cream, corn, cheese with a side of chips and chipotle sauce.
Per per.
Bet, bet.
Personally, I think my last meal will probably be like, wait, including dessert or no dessert? And a
This
drink.
had included dessert. I
I mean, that's like a
mean, if
full
you
course
want.
meal. So, yeah.
Yeah, personally, it's my last meal. Like, I'm trying to have everything, you know?
Okay.
Okay, I would have sushi, not gonna lie. And then after, ooh, or a seafood boil. Bro, I've been craving a seafood boil so much lately. Like, it's not even funny. Be like sushi, and I would have a taro milk drink from Gongcha because I like taro.
Sour is
And then
bomb.
after that, exactly, it's so good. And then after that, I would have, not gonna lie to you, I would have, oh, actually, either ice cream or tiramisu, bro. Tiramisu is so good. Like, I don't care what nobody says. It's so
I
good.
like tiramisu.
I tried it once. Yeah. It was okay.
So good.
For me, honestly, nothing could go wrong with some fries, bro. Like, when I tell you I love fries, what?
Your last meal before you die.
No, listen, I wasn't done. Okay. We're gonna have appetizers. Appetizers are fries, bro. Like, you can't go wrong with fries with any meal, bro. And then I'm gonna have some Korean fried chicken. Because Korean fried chicken is bomb. I already love fried chicken. So Korean fried chicken, though, bomb. Then I would have a caramel macchiato from Starbucks. Because that's literally my go-to order from Starbucks. Honestly, I feel like that would just be a great last meal. Anyways, next one. What would be your last word?
The Shahada, like, duh.
I was gonna say that too.
I'm not dying without saying that.
No, for real, like,
I'm not gonna lie. I was about like, to say what? Something dumb, but like, nah, yeah, right.
All right, bro. Okay, what would be the last thing you would do?
I would hope I was like playing with fire, or like I was in the ocean or something. Because if I die drowning or like burn, I'm going straight to heaven, bro. Like, I'm being smart about it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. But, like, I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie, it would probably be like hanging out with my sister. Or, like, you guys.
Like, me, I would probably, if it was the last thing I would do. Okay, let's take away the religion, okay? Obviously nothing haram or illegal. But like I would just be in my room like watching a K-drama, eating some good ramen. Like just that. Like I'm a simplistic person. I would stay in my room and I would be happy. Like I feel like that would be a last great thing to do. Just be in bed watching K-dramas. Yeah.
Eating your last meal then.
I would go on a really high roof. I would go on a high roof and lay in the rain.
What?
Lay down and just let the rain hit me.
Okay. Shit out of a music video, bro.
Yeah.
A Drake music video, yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. All right, next one. This one is kind of like, you know what, let me just say, what would be the last book you would read?
This was very not okay because I
didn't
read that many books.
That's I mean, a good like, question, actually. Okay, even if not the last book you would read,
it would be the Quran.
No.
Oh yeah, my God.
Yeah. But take away the religious aspect. Like, even if you don't know what last book you were, what genre would it be? Like, you know.
It would be like romance.
Nah, last book? Nah.
Well, I would say like a fantasy romance book. Because, like, you know, sometimes reality is tough. We just need to get out of this world, you know? So that would be a great, like, thing. I don't specifically know a last book. Just, like, what type of book it would be, you know?
This is literally getting out of the world.
No, like, not reality. Like, I don't know, something about, like, witches. Even though witches is haram, but, like, you know, like, fantasy. I just love fantasy, but yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I would either reread Shatter Me, duh, or the Boys of Thomas series.
Yeah, that sad series. You want to cry before the last, like?
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I
want to
cry.
Okay. All
right. So this is gonna be in the rain on a rooftop reading that book, right?
Yep.
Right. Like,
that's the whole mood.
Okay, another entertainment one. What would be the last movie you would watch?
The Meg.
The what?
The Meg.
I've never heard of that movie in my life. Oh. Why would you watch that last
though? You wanna watch that scary stuff?
That's scary?
Bro, you're watching people get killed by a shark, no?
It's not scary, it's like action.
Yeah, but
why would you wanna watch that?
Because it's like my favorite movie, not even gonna lie to you. Like, I love action. I like action that has to do with like dinosaur stuff in the water, animals, like killing people.
Really?
Also murder.
Stop. Okay. No.
You used to be the last
that, I like horror
stuff. Oh. Or you could say like thriller. I like thriller too.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Miriam?
Last movie? I don't know. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Like, what is your favorite movie, though?
I don't know. Stop. That's a hard question, actually.
You don't got a favorite?
No, I actually don't have a favorite movie. Like, my mind went blank. I would watch Inside Out.
I
love Inside Out, yeah.
That's like so random.
Aww. I love Inside Out.
Inside Out is
my favorite movie. Like, that's done my favorite movie.
Yeah, it is.
For some reason, I never expected. Yeah, I never expected you to pick Inside Out out of everything.
Right.
For me,
okay, there will be two movies. Okay, these. Mm-hmm. I can't pick a favorite movie, but if I have to pick two, one would be The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, because Catching Fire is the best out of the three movies. And if you know me, you know I have a Hunger Games obsession. So Catching Fire would be maybe one of the movies I would consider watching for my last. And also Crazy Rich Asians. Okay. I love rom-com movies. I rush a lot of my rom-com movies. But Crazy Rich Asians is, like, so good. And it actually had me crying. Like, it's so random. But it was just making me cry. Like, it just had me feeling a lot of emotions. It's just such a good movie. But it would be those two movies for me.
That reminded me. Also, 5 Feet Apart. That made me cry.
Oh, my God. Remember when I watched it? The ending? I kind of expected that ending. But then I was like, I don't want to expect it.
But, like, it was still like, so sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, another one. What would be the last TV show you watched?
Stranger Things. Like, I don't even know why you asked that.
I'm not going to lie. Hold on. I gotta think about that one.
All right, I'm going to go. Criminal Minds. Because, first of all, there's, like, it's never ending. Well, it's ending, but, like, it's, like, you could watch any episode randomly. It doesn't really matter the storyline. But I love Criminal Minds. Yeah.
Personally, it would... Okay, I like sitcom, y'all. Okay, so...
Orange is the New Black. Oh.
No, Modern Family. It's so good. Like, I don't care what nobody says, but, like, it's...
Yeah, I watch Modern Family, too. It's good.
Not gonna lie. When I used to have cable, I used to turn the TV off every time that show.
No, sorry, not gonna lie, me too. I thought it would be whack, but then I started watching it, and it actually was pretty funny. Also, New Girl is a good sitcom. I started One Tree Hill, never finished it.
Nah, I would rewatch One Tree Hill.
Yeah. What's it called? The Gilmore Girls is good. Is that even a sitcom? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it is. Yeah. But there's a... Okay. Yeah. Also, Abbott Elementary. We're getting off topic, but, like, I started watching that one. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's funny. Anyways, next one. What would be the last person you hugged? Like, you gave a hug to?
My sister.
That's not nice.
Yeah. Okay, but like for real.
I don't know. Seriously.
Yeah, for me it's my sister, but like my sister and my brother.
But you have to give one person a hug or ask.
Only one person, then my sister.
Yeah, one person. Your sister? Okay. Mm. For me?
Honestly, I think me too.
Your sister?
Aww.
Guys, I'm not this really is gonna close make to me anyone emotional. In my family.
I said this is emotional. No, it's not.
No, it's gonna make me cry. Yeah. Umo, it's okay. You can give me a hug, bro.
Nah, I wasn't gonna say you. But if you were there, yeah, I would give you a hug. Okay. if you were there, if you happened to be there. But right now you're in Ichi, so I don't know.
This is if you're there.
If you're there, yeah, like, why not? Maybe my mom or my little sister. Yeah,
cause... Which one?
What?
Bella?
I said or Bella, yeah, Bella. My youngest, the little one. Because she's so cute. Like, I love her.
Bella is cute.
Yeah.
I love That's Bella. Why she's my best friend.
All right, Aziza.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Yeah, exactly. So who would be the last person you would call or send a text message to?
You guys.
You guys? So, yeah.
It depends how I'm dying.
Yeah. I feel like all it's like it depends in the situation, you know, like
right, like it just depends, like
yeah.
For me, it would either be I would probably text you guys, but if I were to call someone, I would probably call Khadija, my friend. So yeah, or one of my cousins, because if I was like, and if they were in the near vicinity and I was dying, I would call my cousins. Like, I'm close with my cousins. So I would call my cousins, like, yo, can you come save me? You know, like. But, yeah, it's all in the pen situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer for this.
Okay. So what would be the last thing you guys, you would travel to? Because you're always,
texting and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of, crazy. We text, 20 times a day. At least me and Miriam do. I don't know about Zisa. She's always leaving us on the scene.
No, because most of the time I'm outside or something, you know?
So don't open the message. Oh, but when you do come out, when you do go back home, you don't read the chat.
I'd be mad tired. Or I just...
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
From the day.
sorry. My fault. Anyways.
I'm waiting for Umu.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. If you... The question I was gonna ask, okay. Sorry, guys. Let me drink a little bit of water, but my voice is kind of hoarse.
Did you just hear those fireworks? Did you hear those fireworks?
No, I did not.
Oh.
So let's say you've already been to Mecca, alhamdulillah. What would be the last place you would visit?
Singapore.
Okay. For me,
I'm not gonna lie. Oh, not for sure.
Yeah, for me, it's gotta be South Korea. If I haven't been, it's gonna be South Korea. I wanna go there so bad.
Me too. I'm coming with you.
Yeah, and when I go, I don't mean some 1 month. I'm talking about 4 months.
Damn,
that's OG. Yeah, I wanna go there.
Even though I'm black, bro. Even though I'm black, it's okay. It's okay. I'll get through the racism and I'll have fun, you know? You can't let racism put you back.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. We're gonna have fun. There's a lot of fun too. And also their vegetarian options is bomb. That's what I heard. If you're Muslim and you're going, you don't wanna eat meat. Cause they have dumb kimchi, bro.
Really?
She's so good, bro.
Real kimchi? Yeah. That would be my last meal, too.
Kimchi?
Yeah.
Bro, have you tried cucumber kimchi? Yo. No, if you go to K-Barbecue, if you go to K-Barbecues, they have, this cucumber, and it's, seasoned with kimchi, and it's, kind of marinated in the cucumber. Oh, it's so good, bro. Anyways, yeah, South Korea for me.
I want to try that Korean kimchi. It looks so bomb. Like
I've tried that. It's good.
Is it good?
It's good. Yep.
But I want to try that so bad.
Yeah. When we go to Korea, we'll try it. We'll try it. Yeah. Okay. Next. What will be the last surah you would read? Like, the last, like, surah from the Quran you would read?
Surah Al-Mulk.
I don't know. Yeah. That's a hard question.
There's so many surahs.
Boy, I like how I got all the answers, like, in my head. I didn't even hear.
Yeah. For me, it would be Fatiha. It's so generic, but, like, it's such a good surah, and it's very short and quick. So for me, or Ar-Rahman, I love that surah.
Tell them to bring out the whole Quran for me, cause I don't know.
All right.
They didn't believe in us. God did.
No, what?
Surah Al-Mulk.
I don't know what she just said.
I don't know either.
I'm being so serious. I need to like. I'm hooking you on right now. Like Surah Al-Mulk is so good. I swear to God,
the girl hooking us up like I don't be listening to the Quran all this. I know what Surah Al-Mulk.
Right so now, good. It makes me feel mad, like calm, like at home. I don't know, like.
Mashallah, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Okay. What would be the last thing? Okay. What would be the last thing you would wear? For me, okay, for me, it's going to be have to go with the simple abaya. Like, and I'm talking, like, when I say simple, like, the open abayas, maybe with, like, a white slip-in dress and, like, a satin green, like, the ones you put on. So pretty.
I'm hoping I'm a hijabi by then. Mm-hmm. So, also probably, like, probably a abaya or like what is it called? A jilbab. I want to try a jilbab. Mm-hmm. I want to try a jilbab so bad.
When I went to go,
I'll get you one.
When I went to go buy my Eid fit, I saw there was this really nice like sage green abaya, and so this day I'm really mad that I didn't get it. So like I couldn't get that plus my Eid fit. So that.
Damn. It's okay. It'll come back. It'll come back for you one day.
Okay. Inshallah, inshallah.
Yeah. So what would be the last thing you would listen to?
I think you're
yeah, the Quran. Yeah, the Quran. Okay. Okay, this is like weird, but I thought it would be a good question. What would be the last thing you record of yourself? Whether it's a voice message or like a video, like what would be the last thing you record of yourself? And, like, everyone you love is going to see this. But, like, what would you, like, record, you know?
I got something.
What?
I would record my will, right? Even though I got nothing.
Okay.
Got no money for me.
I would be like...
Girl thinks she's
like, my clothes, it goes to my sister. My perfumes, my stuff, it goes to my sister. I give my brother my plushies. And my phone? No, actually give my sister my phone. Because if she listens to this, she's going to probably come at me. And I love you so much, my sister and my brother and my family. And Umar and Maryam, like, besties for life. And what else? And Jiro delete all the videos I posted on TikTok and shit.
Oh, it's so real for that.
I'm not
getting actually, that's for another video, but like we should make a episode on that. Like yeah. Okay. How about you, Mariam?
I would express my love for everybody. I would apologize to everybody. I would Yeah, I will make a message. I will make a personalized message for everybody that I like. And then, yeah, that's it. I will tell them. No, I can't explain myself like that. Never mind. Go on.
Ma'am, I'm curious, what would my, like, message be?
I'm not gonna tell you my message. That's too personal.
Okay, then you text it to me.
That's too emotional.
I don't care. I wanna know.
No. Like, that time is gonna come, and that time is not right now, because I'm still alive.
Astaghfirullah. Yeah, don't even she's
right. Astaghfirullah, right? This episode's scaring me.
Okay. For me, I would record a video of like times in my life that I enjoyed, like I was happy, and like just core memories and stuff. Because like when you die, like it's like, yeah, we're gone, right? You expect everyone to die at a certain point, right? But funerals are so sad, right? And it's like, how about instead of like making everyone sad, you know, make some people smile, you know? It's hard to smile when you know you're never seeing someone again. But it's like, you know, videos are also like a great way to look back. Because, you know, when you die and you don't have any like video or photo of somebody. And then later on, like 20 years later, you're thinking of that person, but you have no vivid memory of what they look like, what they sound like, you know? So a video of just like to look back on, like, oh my God, this is what they sounded like back then. This is what they look like, you know? I just think videos are just way better than photos, you know? Because you get to like see everything, you know? So I would probably just talk about like moments in my life, people who've made me happy and stuff. Yeah.
You could do like a collage.
I actually want to cry, bro.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't like thinking of death, but, like, we have to, because, like, it's going to happen, right? But, yeah.
Can y'all calm
Stop,
down?
We'll let him disclose, bro.
But, yeah. Okay, next one. What would be the last thing you spend your money on?
Makeup.
Honestly, clothes.
Okay, but... clothes.
Me? But you have to think about it, because like if it's the last thing you spend your money on, like what you gonna do with that? Like,
you're right. You can't bring it with you, unless buy something to keep for somebody.
I will build a mosque so that they can.
Exactly.
Yes, that's exactly. Smart. That's smart. That's smart.
I was about to say, we gotta be smart about it. Like, buy Quran and place it in the mosque.
I will donate.
Or something like that.
Yep, I will donate.
That's great. Oh, that's great. Spend my money on donations. You know what I think? What? You know what I think it's better?
What?
I think giving money, you know how, if you don't have kids, if you have nobody left in this life that you really, really, truly care for, spend your money on charity, because that's good. That's zakat, right? Like, come on, do your thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
Make people happy, no?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would be the last emotion you would want to feel? Like, emotion? I feel like nobody would... No, like, emotion. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Honestly,
happiness,
love.
What? Like...
Yeah.
Love, wait,
no,
love.
I want to, like, feel love. Like, I want to have somebody next to me that's going to make
right,
me, like, feel
right.
Love.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Like,
you're
just
right,
true, right. Genuine happiness of knowing that, like, I was worthy of someone's love. Or someone was worthy of my love, right? You know?
Sure. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What would be the last fruit? Like, what would be the last fruit you eat? Okay, I'll go. For me,
yeah.
Some people might be like, you're crazy for this, but it's gonna be either one, either a banana or a mango. I don't care what anyone says, bananas are so good, especially when they're sweet, not just plucked off the tree. I'm talking like a little ripe, but not too ripe. Bananas are good, especially if you find the good ones. And mangoes. I love mangoes.
I would say, hear me out.
She's gonna say kiwis or something.
Hell no. I can't.
She's gonna be like apples.
I can't eat kiwis.
Are you allergic?
No. I'll tell you guys later.
But okay.
grapefruit with sugar on the side. And you have to sprinkle the sugar.
You're telling me.
You take a bite of the grapefruit and you dip it in the sugar. You dip it in the sugar.
So you try to get diabetes before you die. Girl, why are you putting sugar on fruit?
If I'm dying anyways. What do you mean, why are you putting sugar on fruit? You know what else? You know what I used to do? I used to take grapes and put grapes with honey and sugar.
Damn.
You got a sweet tooth, because I could never.
It actually tastes really good. You should try it.
No, thank you. I'm gonna stick to regular fruit.
Or chocolate covered strawberries.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I like strawberries alone. I like chocolate alone. When they mix, like, it's not. I don't know. Like, I don't like.
I don't like strawberries alone.
Oh, I love strawberries.
It's
alone.
Occasional. Like, I have to want them to like them.
Mm.
You can't just eat a strawberry.
Yeah. Personally, though, I would eat pineapples, like last, or blueberries, because those are my two favorites.
Blueberries is so random. Like, when I think of blueberries, mm-hmm. I think of like a berry smoothie or just like blueberry flavored stuff. But I would never think of someone eating just a blueberry by itself.
Bro, I'd be putting some in a bowl and I'd just be snacking on them, especially the little sour ones. Bro, those are so good.
Sour blueberries? Okay, you need help. okay. What would be the last like thing? Like, who do you think would be the last person to make you smile?
My sister.
Yeah, I feel like my sister too, because I live with her, right? She could be a little funny. If you're listening to this, you're not that funny. Yeah.
I'll say you guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Some stupid stuff.
No, it's because it's funny. That's why you smile.
Yeah, but it's stupid.
Okay.
No, guys, Miriam gotta admit, I'm literally the funniest.
Can we go to the next question? Anyways, next question, because Aziza doesn't know what she's talking about.
Guys, I'm funny, like, I'm the funniest.
It's silent.
What did you say?
Crickets.
Sorry.
No, you're not the funniest.
This is bullying.
Okay.
It's finest, bro.
Mm-mm. Who would be the last person you would want to make smile, though?
My mom. Aww.
Either you guys or my sister. Like, can y'all tell I'm close to my sister?
Yeah.
The way I be fighting, like, I be surprised, but yeah.
Fighting it's just means you love each other, you know?
Yeah. Like, fighting is a type of love, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I love you, but then I don't like you in this moment, you know? Like, yeah.
Exactly.
For me, this is another of the questions, like, whoever's there, like, if you just happen to be there with me, like, if I had someone next to me while I was dying, I wouldn't want to make them smile. So,
yeah.
Okay, last one. What would be the last thing? Okay, like, somebody that you love so much, like, actually, wait, I phrased that wrong. Okay, what would be the last, like, thing you would say to, like, your mom or your dad? Like, just a parent figure that you love, you know?
Personally, to my mom, I would just be like, I love you so much. And I wish to, like, meet you again, in Jannah, inshallah. And that... Yeah, like, I love you so much. Thank you so much for raising me. Thank you so much for being there for me. And, like, nothing will ever express how much I love you, like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
To my dad, not really the same, but, like...
Yeah. For me, I would just be like, thank you. And like, it's just like your mom is just there, you know, your whole life. If she is there, inshallah. And like, I would just say thank you, because you know, parents do a lot for us, and sometimes we don't even thank them, you know. So I would just say thank you, and I appreciate you. I love you. And yeah, I think that's really what I want to say. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, this episode is making me low-key like emotional.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, we can't control what our last moments are, like what we do last, you know? So,
Yeah.
yeah, it's just like if we had the choice, you know, but we don't. So that's why we have to make every moment, we have to think of every moment as our last moment. We have to do good, you know? That's why, as Muslims, we have to continue to pray every day, you know? Because you never know when you're gonna pass away, right? You don't want to
Yeah.
die with regrets. I feel like dying with regrets is probably the worst thing ever for me. Yeah. But anyways, that's the end of the questions. Do you guys have anything to say?
Yeah, I would like to make a dua for everybody. May Allah make our ends the best, inshallah, and like may
Amin.
we die on deen, like, you know. This is
Yeah,
so
Amin.
scary, like.
Yeah, death.
And that's
Okay,
it.
you know we're not supposed to be scared of death, right? But
But
it's
like
not that I'm scared.
no.
It's not that I'm scared of death. It's more like I'm scared of dying, and I didn't die in the best position,
The right
like
one.
yeah, the right
Yeah,
way
it's
to
the
die.
afterlife. It's the afterlife
Yeah.
I'm scared of. Yeah. Like, let's stop talking
Okay,
about
Ellie.
death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for today's episode. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.